Paul, can you kind of put into words the first 40 minutes and what wasn't happening for your club in the offensive zone tonight?
Oh, I wouldn't limit it to that. This is pretty simple. You know, we weren't ready to play. And it didn't get a whole lot better right through the end at 3-0 or 4-0. That game's over and they know it. And so they maybe didn't have the same urgency. But, hey, well, I got two jobs. One is to prepare my hockey team. The other is to run the bench. And that team wasn't prepared to play. So that's on me. I mean, I didn't see it coming. Couldn't make enough adjustments to make a change. Couldn't hide people on the ice enough to keep them off the minus sheet. So I'm not looking at that room. I look at how what I did to get this hockey club ready because it wasn't good enough for this league.
What concerns you most, Paul, about the effort because you haven't anyway gotten to this point?
No, you know what? Ken, we can tear that apart, game apart, and just give me a list of what's involved in a National Hockey League game from face-offs to set plays to guys in behind. There isn't a piece of that game that we were good at. And maybe that's if we have to sit here today and get a silver lining, if you're going to be bad, you might as well be bad in all parts of your game. So then you have a hope that you can write that one off. But we were, like I said, we weren't ready to play the game of hockey. We weren't ready to play the Boston Bruins style of game, knowing what they were going to do and how they were going to play. And I'm not in there. I'm not in the reading them the riot act. I got to get my act here together because we weren't ready to play.
Sorry, is this the very best thing for your club is that you get on the ice 20 hours from now?
Well, I'm going to let you know in about 22 and a half then. All right, we got to answer for this with our effort and with our mental preparation. I've got to find a way to get that hockey club ready.